The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And we are back for another episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast, where we are going to go behind the scenes of the brand new season of The Challenge, Double Agents.
And just a warning, this podcast is not spoiler free. So before we go behind the scenes, make sure you're up to date on the latest Challenge episodes.
On this episode, we'll be talking about maybe the most difficult challenge in history, new rivalries, and some big shakeups in the house.
Plus, later in the episode, we'll be joined by the challenge's very own Scuba Nelly, 00 Nelly T Nelson, to talk about his elimination. And make sure you stick around to the end for the challenge confidential.
All right, Anissa, should we get started?
Yeah, I guess we're going to dig into this shit, this heavy ass episode.
Here we go. All right, Anissa, the challenge vet, the one and only, it is your turn to start with Safe House because you
I start Safe House every time.
All right, fine. You want to set me up for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Tori, the one and only, my friend, my love, my light. You always make me go first in this segment of Safe House. You're going first.
Oh, fuck.
Because I'm always telling the story and you're filling in the blanks.
Okay.
So this time you're going to have 36 seconds to recap this episode in honor of it being the 36th season. Are you ready? I don't care if you're ready. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Okay, so at this point in time, Devin had already picked me to be his partner. We're chugging some beers. I'm in the hot tub. I'm with Anissa. I'm with Fessy. And all of a sudden, I hear this interview that Fessy's got feelings for me. Didn't know that was going on because that shit was happening in an interview. After that, we make it to the challenge. And what happens? Of course, Devin and I win the fucking challenge. I wish we fucking didn't because it ended up becoming the most biggest massacre of a mess ever in challenge history. Because now that we have power, what the fuck are we going to do with it? I'm trying to throw Josh a bone. He's trying to throw everybody else a bone. And all of a sudden, what the fuck happens? Fessy! What's it going
bones everywhere.
Bones everywhere!
And that's 36 seconds.
Okay, I'll time you. I'll time you. Ready?
Oh, fuck.
Set. Anissa, it's your turn to do 36 seconds. Go!
I don't really remember what happened because I didn't care that much because I saw that Leroy voted me in. No, but really, if we back up a little bit, we had a challenge. I flew my drone into a rock. It was there for a while. Fessy didn't care, even though he was really frustrated. But nobody did well at that except for Tori and Devin. Who knew? Then they win. Then they throw Fessy and I in, and then everybody gets upset. And then Fessy goes against Nelson, which is really fucking weird because that's his friend. And then Fessy beats Nelson, and then Fessy trades me in for Casey, and that's fine because I'm a fucking stealing back when I get a chance. Even though he told me that he was going to keep
36 seconds,
and he told Tori that too. I don't give
seconds.
A shit.
36. That was good. You got in a lot.
Yeah, but he really did tell you that he wasn't going to trade me. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Before? Yes, I did not think he was going to. I swear to God, Anissa, why the fuck would I have said Fessy's name if I would have thought he was going to trade partners? I bet Devin 5 beers that night. I literally had to go home and drink 5 beers after that because I was like, he's not going to do it. Devin was like, yes, he is. I was like, no, he's not. He's not going to trade. He's like, yes, he is. I'll bet you 5 beers. And I fucking
hate
him.
He said he wasn't going to.
This motherfucker. This motherfucker, they don't show me being so mad about that. Man, this whole episode, I'm just going to say it off jump. Let's just recap this real quick from my point of view.
Yes.
This looks like me and Fessy had something going on there. Look at the fucking footage. You don't see me flirting with Fessy back. You see Fessy talking about me in his interviews. Yeah, we might be near each other. Okay, so what? He was your partner. You're my best friend. Obviously, I'm going to be around you guys.
And I was the one who wanted to bang him, if we're going to be honest. And I mean, that was just for like a week or two, but I got over it quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there. It was like the Three Musketeers for a little bit. Or, I, you know, fuck it. Like you, once you become partners with people, you become their friends. You have
totally.
To,
yeah.
I think. And you end up spending more time with them. But also like Fessy was kind of like, I don't think people get to see his personality as much. But if you sit down with him, like sometimes he has some shit to say.
Yeah, totally.
And you kind of want to talk to different people sometimes. Yeah. So I think that when you're around people and people don't get it, they then make up their own story.
Yeah.
And like I always say, and I stick by this, broken record. If you don't tell your story, somebody else will.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. 100%. You know? Like, we have to be able to tell our own sides of the story right here. And, like, listen, this whole thing played out the way it played out. I'm glad that we're going to have Nelson on this episode because it's going to be really important to see how he felt. I mean, I think this whole episode was a shit show. And it definitely starts off with that fucking drone challenge. Because what the hell was that?
I mean, I'm just going to move to play of the day.
Okay.
For Devin.
Yeah.
How did he know to tell you to do a 360 and find that thing?
Because
you know what? Every team just went for it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, search the perimeter. And then Dave and Dave pulled out a win.
Dave and Dave. Love.
Who knows binary codes?
I did.
Binary whatever.
You know, it's so funny. Like, we obviously, I chose to be the drone operator because I'm like, if there is a chance that we get to that thing, I don't know if I'm going to be able to decode that. And Devin was like, you would have had that. I'm like, Devin, you give me too much credit.
Yeah. You would have been like 0, 0, 0, 0, 2, 2, 1, 3.
Yeah.
Tori, there were only zeros and ones. 4.
I would have had that shit all fucked up. So it was like the challenge gods. Honestly, the way I look at this episode is like the challenge gods came down and they were like, we want to fucketh thy house. Thy house shall be fucked. Tori and Devin shall winneth and shit will blow. Like, that is what the fuck happens.
Yes.
Because what, like,
and thy house shall bloweth up.
That's what
and
happened.
And then it did.
It did. It really did. This was the craziest, most, I think this episode, and I'm in the drama, but like, I think this episode has the most drama so far out of any of the episodes this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. And then it starts off with you being like, that big T being like, well, I don't know, by calling people weak.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know if we're supposed to change the language, because when the guys call each other weak, it's fine. But if the girls say that, it's supposed to be different because we are, you know, the sisterhood of the traveling pants or some shit.
Right.
Where we're supposed to like really have each other's back and support each other, which I do in any other case. But when we're on the show together, mm-hmm. we can support each other, but we're also still going to have to go up against each other.
Exactly.
So, yes, I would like to take my best option, especially seeing that these are all physical.
Yeah.
If it's tug of war, I want the smallest girls.
Absolutely.
I don't want to go up against someone like Josh. Not saying he's a...
Josh,
you know what I
mean? Josh,
like,
is not a girl.
I'm just thinking about people who are bigger than myself, and most of the girls weren't. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to go against you. I don't want to go against Cam. I don't need any... I mean, I weigh more than all of you, but like, I still... You never know. And there's stuff that goes into that, too, but I want... If I have 50 pounds on a girl, yes, I want to go. And the guys have the same logic. Women are just treated differently on this game,
mm-hmm.
On this show and in this game.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
That's my play of the day. What's yours?
God, I don't know. I think my play of the day probably has to be Nelson walking up to Devin in his sleep and forcing him to have a conversation with him, because that shit was so funny. Devin was
he
like,
didn't want any parts. Like, he was like, you don't care. You don't talk about my partner like that.
Yeah.
She was crying. And you know what I found out on this show? Every time I'm like, my partner's crying, they're like in there eating or laughing.
Yeah.
They're never doing what their partner said they were doing.
Yeah. Totally.
They're like, she's having a fit. She's hysterically crying. She's never going to be the same. She's like, girl, let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
Can you pass the bacon?
Yes. Yeah. So I got to give that play of the day to Nelson, to sticking up for his partner, even though it probably wasn't as big of a deal as it looked, or at least as what he heard. But we'll get into that later with him anyway. Anissa, what do you think the dirtiest deed was of this game?
Leroy. Fucking Leroy picked me. Leroy picked Fessy and I. Leroy and I have been friends for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I would not say Leroy's name. I mean, of course, Corey is my guy. Jay's my guy, mm-hmm. you know, and I just, Leroy and I have respect for each other. Cam's my girl. Cam and I haven't had an official conversation this season yet about what we're going to do, but I don't have any plans on throwing her in either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what are you doing, Leroy? Like, at least let me know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing about watching this shit back. It's like, how the fuck do we know who we can really trust? When we're there, we trust people because you're talking mm-hmm. to them. So all of the fans who are like, oh, I can't believe that you would actually work with that person. No, that person made me believe that I could work with them. I mean, that happens all the time.
Right.
So that's
Leroy was like, do what you got to do for the game. Well, why are you picking me if you're telling me that we want each other to win?
We gotta get Leroy on here in the future. We're gonna call him out for this, and we're gonna ask him what the
I'm gonna call him out. I'm never gonna forgive him. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I already forgave him, but it's I'm like, cause we watched it.
Yeah.
And no one saw it but me. I'm like, hold up, run back the tape to 138.
Yeah.
Because I saw that he pressed that shit. You were like, maybe it's from a different... No, bitch. It was from this episode.
Yeah.
He was wearing the same outfit.
Yep, yep.
Don't play with me.
Yep, yep, yeah.
Because I spy with my brown eyes some deceit.
Some fuckery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it, Leroy.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Well, you know what? I think that's a personal dirty deed for you. And I think that you have the right to speak on that. For me,
I appreciate it.
I'm going to call out the obvious one, which I actually hate calling out because it seems like I'm a part of this big master plan that I'm actually not. But I do think Fessy going against his friend was the dirtiest deed. I would have never gone against you, Anissa. I would have never been like, throw me in against Anissa. No, that would have never happened ever.
No, but Fessy obviously thought he could beat Nelson. That's why he did it. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do that to my friend. I don't care if you're big or small.
Yeah.
We just can't do it.
The other...
Because I'm going to need you later.
Right, right.
Too.
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah.
Why would you want to fuck up my chances? Like, of course, like, Tori, if you win $1 million, mm-hmm. I'm going to be happy, but bitch, you know you're going to give me some. Especially if I'm there with you. But like, let's at least give each other the fair shot of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I would be proud. I would be hating like shit.
Yeah.
But I know that like, you would be happy for me.
Yeah. For sure. 100%. I mean, like, I feel bad talking, obviously, about Fessy's point of view on all this because he's not here to defend himself. But I do think that next week, when you watch that next episode where we all get back in the house and we all talk about what happened, it's going to be clear why people did things the way that they did.
Right.
Like, right. Because there were conversations that were had that people don't see. And people don't know about, like, Josh asking me not to go into elimination. That conversation wasn't on TV. Like, you're not going to, you wouldn't know that unless you were me and Josh. And I hate calling him out for that and making him look like, quote unquote, weaker for asking not to go in. But that's not weak. That's a political move. You don't want to go into elimination unless you're in control of it. So that makes complete sense. And like, honestly, I wanted to go into that elimination and you see that. Like,
I know you've been wanting to go in.
Yeah.
And I said that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this whole fucking episode, man, if you ever took TV and put it in a blender and drank it, that's what this one was.
Oh, my God. They let it sit out for a day and then you drank it.
Chunky smoothie.
Well, let's get into this episode a little bit more in depth beyond our personal perspectives of who did what, why they did it. Mm-hmm. Let's get into drone control.
Yeah. You want to talk about how hard that was? Why don't you talk about how hard that was?
Yeah, because you obviously did well. So let's not have you fucking talk about it. Fessy and I are outside of this lava tunnel, which, by the way, was absolutely beautiful, but giving me a whole panic attack. I'm like, how do we get out of here? What if the rocks drop on my head? I mean, I'm getting chills right now. I had all types of anxiety in there. I'm like, so Fessy, do you want to control it? Do you like... Or I can. And he was like, it's up to you, whatever you want to do. I'm like, you know what? You're annoying. Because we both, you know, we had drone training, because you guys don't see that.
Right.
We have drone training for 5 minutes. So I went first.
It was the day before. It was the day before.
Yeah. And they were like, have you ever done this before? You're great. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. You know how many people have told me that in my life? Lots. And every time I tell them, it's my first time. But Fessy tells me the same thing. I'm like, okay, so they both told us we were good. Now that our egos are out there, can we just pick who's going to drive this thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what, Fessy, I'll take the heat. How about I drive and you direct? Well, that didn't work out for us.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those challenges where it's like, I feel like production doesn't expect us to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do and we all shit the bed.
Right.
Thank God someone won, because what would they have based it on?
Yeah, I have no idea. I literally don't know. Yeah, and then obviously me and Devin win, and the whole house is just up in shambles. Like, honestly, I was like, this is actually the worst case scenario because I wanted to protect more people than I even said. Devin was just like, obviously, three names. And I'm like, okay, well, Fessy, obviously, because of Anissa. So they're off the table from the jump. And that's a one team. And then unlike Corey and Leroy, because like I thought that they were looking out for us in this game, and Corey is for sure, but Leroy, I didn't know he voted for you. Like that's,
I know. Stop bringing it up. I'm devastated. I want to text him right now, but I can't.
Yeah, right, because he doesn't know that we're watching the episode. But still, it's like, what? Like, I can't wait to like find
out. I'm gonna text him tomorrow, bitch. Don't worry. Right when this shit's over. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, is this Eloy from The Real One? I need to know what happened in that chamber.
Yes,
because he doesn't believe in burn votes either. So
yeah, that's true. So then let's get into the House votes in Amber and Nelson. Do you think that the House did that because I was walking around calling Amber weak?
I don't know. I voted for Amber every week, I think.
Oh, really?
Yes, a lot. Every week so far. The thing is, I walked in. I liked Amber. I was sending her DMs before the show like, hey, yeah. Boo, I'm getting a bottle of wine. She was like, oh, I'm about to get some Hennessy. I was like, my bitch. And yeah. Then there was this kind of like weird energy shift. Could have been from Teresa running her mouth about.
That is what fucking did
about
it.
How bad we were. But
I really want to set that stage with Teresa, because I think Big T, obviously, I never talked big game to Big T. Why would I tell her that I think that Amber's a weak girl? That wouldn't be good for my game. The only people I mentioned that to were Josh. He's not going to go run his mouth. And it was you, and Teresa was in the room. And so that is literally the person that I'm like, oh, Teresa, like, obviously I don't want to spoil too much for the season to come, but it's like, we can't trust you. We talked so much to you in confidence, and like, you probably ran around and told everybody what we were saying. And now that's why all of these rookies are ganging up on me. But that works in Teresa's favor, because she doesn't want, you know, a strong vet in the game anyway.
No, and she doesn't want to go against them either. So yeah. She can make friends with these rookies. She can go against them in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I voted in, also voted in Amber and Nelson, because I knew that, you know, Nelson didn't have as many ties either.
Yeah.
Because I did think there was a chance it was going to be a girl's day. So I was like, I'm not going to put anything past these people. Mm-hmm. So everything being kind of chancy, let's just vote in something that's not really going to, you know, ruffle too many feathers, something that's not going to come back and really bite me in the ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all are still trying to play a game, but I told Nelson I voted for him. Well, he told me that he knew, and I agreed, because I'm not going to lie to him.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, it just was all on a whim. And like, you're going to hear it later in the interview with Nelson. But when we walked in there, Anissa, you had no idea that you could potentially be going in.
No,
I didn't have an idea.
No, we went down that steep ass hill like we did every time. The minute Fessy sees Hall Brawl, he looks at me and he balls his fists up. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you try to pull some shit without having a conversation with your partner, I, Anissa Stephanie Ferreira, we are going to fight, and I'm going to go into Hall Brawl, and I'm just going to kick in the balls repeatedly. I'm just going to go for your balls with my foot. Yeah. So when we got up there, he's like, I'm going to go in, and my stomach dropped to my ass. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, I want it. I'm like, what do you mean you want it? Like, yeah. I'm right here. So when he turned to you, I think you thought maybe we had discussed this.
I had no...
You were kind of like doing me a favor just in case, which 100%. Was fine. Still didn't want to go in. I wasn't, you know, when you're just not ready. Yeah. I just didn't feel ready.
Yeah.
And the fact that my partner didn't talk to me about it, and the fact that my partner told me he wasn't going to trade me in.
That, all of that shit is so crazy, because that's so true. Like, none of these decisions were made with this, like you said, huge conspiracy for like me to help Fessy out and like move on to a new partner. Absolutely not. Like, we were up there. I didn't want to have to say Josh's name. Fessy's like, hey, throw me a bone. I'm like, okay, great. Looking down there, if it's Hall Brawl and it's Amber versus Anissa, Anissa's fucking winning that. It's not a question. So like, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Either my girl's going to get a skull, or Fessy's going to get a skull, and they're going to look out for me in this game. They have a good chance of winning. They've already won two. And like, I believe in them. So, and I had no idea he was going to fucking change partners.
We didn't know he was also going to be okay with going against Nelson.
Yeah.
It's like, the season is turning into like the season of friends going against friends. And like,
yeah,
you know, I think because we were doing all these seasons with each other over the last like 6 years, it really does change like the dynamic. It's different if we didn't know anybody, but of course people are going to start to care about each other. So you have Devin and Wes.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, now Fessy and Nelson. Mm-hmm. But the difference is here is that Fessy picked to go.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this, I don't know another time when a friend has been like, throw me against a friend. And it's crazy because I feel really guilty about all that. Like, looking back, I wish I would have been like, no, Fessy, fuck you. That's fucked up. But I was thinking so in my own. I was literally like, oh, I'll be throwing Josh a bone. Because like I said, he didn't want to go in. I didn't think he really wanted to. He didn't tell me that. So I thought I was doing my other friend a favor. I thought I was doing two friends a favor, not thinking about Nelson. So it was selfish. But that's why I'm really happy to let Nelson get on here and tell his side of the story, because he's a fucking angel. He's got a heart of gold. He's hilarious. Really does. Like, and he deserves the platform to speak on whatever happened. And I'm so happy that we're able to give him that today on this podcast.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think he deserves that. I feel like he didn't get to say enough. And it sucks because you don't want to see that. You really don't. With anybody. Yeah. Like,
right.
Unless you hate them. But you can't hate Nelly T. You just can't. He's Nelly T.
He's Nelly T.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
All right, folks, this is the time we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
We have, right now, a man by many names, Scuba Nelly, a 00 Nelly T.
Everyone calls him that.
Mr. Loyalty himself, Nelson.
Woo!
The Nelsickle. The man who puts his helmet on backwards more often than not. But I've learned this season, Nelson, that it is easy to put your helmet on backwards because I have done it. Yes, we want to know all about what happened in the episode. We are going to be asking you a couple of questions. Nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing things from... Nelsickle's point of view. What Scuba Nelly has to say, the swimming master, also known as Flipper.
I'm loving this.
Okay. How are you, Nelly?
I'm good. I'm really good. I was on one hard episode to watch, but you know, unfortunately things didn't go my way, but Who can complain, right? I can complain. So, that's who can complain.
Right. You can complain. Yeah. You have every right to complain. Because I know in the morning you asked me, well, you told me, you were like, Anissa, I know you voted for me. It's cool. And I was like, oh, that's so nice of him to like take the pressure off. But even though I did and I admitted it because, I'm not a good liar at all. And I thought you deserved more than that. Did you think that you were actually going to go in?
You know, honestly, no. You know, this season, I felt like a lot of people loved me in the house to where I wasn't causing any drama with anybody and nobody had nothing against me. And I felt like I was coming in with a clean slate. And, you know, the vibe in the house was always positive. It was never negative. Nobody was ever getting into it with me. I wasn't getting into it with anybody else. I felt like I was vibing with everybody, and I think that's very important in the house, that people have to like you in the house because they want to be around you because you're stuck in this house with each other all the time. So I felt the need. I didn't have to act out this season. I was just being me, and hopefully people accepted me. And the way I was vibing with you, the way I was vibing with Tori, the way I was vibing with all the girls, the women in the house, I felt like, you know, I had nothing to worry about. And you know, I knew I had to take into consideration that my partner was a rookie. And I know the biggest question is like, Nelson, why did you pick Amber as a partner, being a vet in this game, having history going damn well? Well, if we look back at the history of this game, we know that a lot of vets save the rookies towards the end. And we usually try to switch the game up to where, okay, we're getting rid of people that are very strong competitors, people that have something against anybody else. And I knew when I looked at Amber, I was like, okay, physically you're not a threat. You're very bubbly. You feel like you have good energy. And she kind of reminded me of a little bit of Big T a little bit in the beginning, because when I got to know her those few days in the house, it was nothing but positive energy. And I didn't know, she didn't come up with any drama, no baggage. You know, she that's a plus size to things. Like, okay. But, and then, you know, we got to know each other a little bit, and I loved her personality. She was outgoing. She wasn't scared to talk. So then in my mind, I'm thinking she could also make friends with people. Mm-hmm. And friends mean a lot in this game because it comes down to numbers. But, and like I said, I'm thinking in my head, you know, they're going to save her for last. Somebody's going to want to grab her. No, everybody's going to want to go against this girl. All the vets are going to want to go against this girl because they look at her not as a physical threat. So I'm like, okay, that could work to my advantage. And, you know, a lot of people are asking, why didn't you pick somebody else you were very close to, like AKA? You know, my first decision when TJ said, go pick a partner, everybody like mind blown. We're looking around. And my first decision was, you know, I looked at Cam first because I'm closer to Cam than any woman in the house, you know. And I'm thinking in my head, why am I going to have this woman on my side if I can have her as a number and she's going to have her partner as a number? So I took that into accountability. But where I made a mistake at is that Amber didn't have any friends at all. I think after a rookie that maybe a UK girl, maybe that had some friends in the house, maybe some kind of bond, or a vet that had like Tori, that's cool, everybody, like you and Issa are cool, everybody, or like Nani. But I didn't know where I sat with y'all at that point, you know? And I just wanted to show everybody a little different side of me. Maybe I go with this new slate, this new girl. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I defend my partner. I'm not this cruel guy that's going to talk down on my partner and bring her down. I just want to bring her up. So I took all that into accountability, thinking this might just help me. But
yeah,
it wasn't the smartest decision.
I just think it didn't – the only thing that sucks about it is because, like you said, if you have a weak partner, people do want to run against you in a final. But when you have to go into elimination and it's a girls' elimination, that's when the girls are going to, like you said, smell that blood. And I think a lot of people give me heat as a player, and like you gave me heat for it last season for wanting to go in and get my skull against somebody easy. But it's like, how many times do you play this game before you just accept the fact that, listen, sometimes you got to take the closest apple – the apple on the bottom of the tree. You have to get what you could grab because you never know when the elimination is going to be in your favor or not. I've gone against really tough girls and lost. I've gone against really tough girls and won. And like, it's just, you don't know when it's yours, and everybody is playing a selfish game. So I feel terrible for how everything played out. If there's one move I could have taken back this season, Nelson, it would have been not voting Fessian, because I did not even think about you. And I really, really regret that, because I thought you were fucking incredible this season. And I always think you're incredible. I laugh every time I see you on the screen. And so I just want to apologize, because I am so sorry. And I wish if there was one thing I could have taken back, it would have been that, because there was no thought that went into that other than I thought I was throwing Josh a bone by not saying his name. Because like I said to you earlier, and like we had an off camera or an off record discussion where Josh came up to me and asked me not to go in. So I genuinely thought I was doing him a favor, genuinely. So for him to get upset and worked up, I mean, that blew me out of the water, because I'm like, why is he upset? Like, he asked me not to go in.
Because he has to act upset. Hello?
Yeah.
You have to save face, too, and that's part of it. If you're going to, you know, beat your chest and be like, I want to go in, and then someone else goes in and you're suddenly relieved.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, then you just keep beating on your chest like, oh, I'm so pissed, when you're not. And to be honest, I don't think Devin wanted to give Josh and Nani the opportunity to get a skull.
I mean, I don't know who would have won that.
Don't like
fucking put out, man.
I mean, you gotta.
No, but I'm saying he didn't want to give Josh the chance.
You don't want to give Josh a chance, but you're going to give Fessy a chance. I don't think Devin really thought that through, because at the end of the day, Fessy did go to a final last season. You know, Josh has never been to a final. So you got to take that into consideration. Let's say you're going to give a man that's 6'4", 250, basically the same size as CT, and he's not that dumb.
But he got them tiny legs.
He's not he's not that dumb when it comes to this game. So you're going to give another man a chance to get the gold skull? That didn't make any sense either. Why not?
Well, Fessy and Anissa didn't throw Devin in the first 2 weeks. So
Devin owed us too.
Devin actually owed them. Yeah. So that's why Devin did what he did, because he held his word. So it was literally just going off of like, favor for favor at that point in time. Like, he's like, Devin was like, yeah, let's give it to Fessy. Like, I owe him one anyway. I'm totally fine with that. I was like, all right, dude, if I don't have to say Josh's name, then I'm good too. So fuck it. That's literally the amount of thought that went into that entire thing.
Let's be honest with each other. We all know Devin likes to blow shit up. So he had the opportunity to throw Fessy in there. He knew the relationship between Fessy and I would affect that, and it would blow it out the water. But Devin, I can't be too mad at Devin either, because I voted him in. You know what I'm saying? So right. To me, in my eyes, I was like, okay, Devin. But what was upsetting is that Devin lied to me. before that before we walked into elimination, he told me he was going to put Josh in. He looked me in my eye and said, look, Nelson, I'm not going to put you against your friends. I know how that is. I'm going to put you against Josh. And I said, he literally counted on his hand. Like, you can go against him. And I said, all right. Josh and I shook hands. We looked at each other in the eye, man to man, said, we're going to go against each other. Let's go to battle. Let's go to war. So that, you know, I could be upset with Devin because he looked me in my eye. But then again, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, he doesn't owe me shit. Yeah, we come from the same show. We haven't done seasons together in I don't know how many seasons. And then not just that, my partner gets into it with Devin. And then watching the show over again, it's kind of upsetting because it really wasn't that bad of an argument the way it was seen. That's what made me upset because I don't know if y'all saw me that morning when she was crying to me and Corey making it over. I think she over-exaggerated. And in my eyes, I was like, okay, I've been in Devin's shoes before. I made a mistake while I was drunk or not drunk and said some foul things. So in my head, he did the same thing I did. But it wasn't like that at all. Devin was completely correct in bed. Like, look, Nelson, it did not happen like that. And you know, she just blew it out the window, which is kind of upsetting because I was defending her and I also put myself in a hot seat against my. So I can see why Devin had every reason to choose me. Now, when it came down to you, Tori, and like I said, and I'm not going to change the way I feel about this and the way I perceive things and saw things. I thought you and Fessy had a thing going on at that time. So y'all was rocking with each other.
But what is a thing? What is a thing going on?
Let me explain myself. When I knew Fessy was attracted to you last season, we all knew that. We told him.
No, we all didn't know that. No, I didn't know anything.
Let me rephrase my words. Corey and I knew that.
Yes. His friends knew.
Corey and I knew that. And then going throughout this season, watching him make his moves, you're like, man, you're really pushing it, Fessy. Between you and Tori, we don't know what's going on, what was said, so I can't speak on that. But from my outside looking in, this is what I see. And then the trigger that was pulled, it's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They are fucking working together. They do got a thing going on. And, Fessy, don't get me wrong, Tori, you didn't have anything flirtatious going on. From my perspective, that's what I saw. But then I'm thinking from a game perspective, like, why would she not try to team up with Fessy? He's been winning back-to-back challenges. And a lot of people are afraid of him in the house. So it's from a gameplay, it's a very smart move. I thought it was more than that because I thought you and I had a better friendship than Fessy and you. So I'm thinking, no, Tori's going to tell me. I've always had respect for her. She's always had respect for me. She was partnered with Corey. We talked, so she's not going to do that. So I was kind of mind blown when that happened. So you got to see it from my shoes. And I'm thinking, we're having every reason right now. I'm like, okay, this is why she did this. I don't give a fuck what was going on. I'm like thinking, okay, let me put the puzzles together. Even though we all know I'm bad at puzzles. So it didn't come
right?
Good.
Okay, me too. Me too.
I'm not. So let me tell you this.
Go ahead, Nisa.
We know
speak.
I'm bad.
I know. But I'm saying about this is I can see where you would think that.
Yeah.
I mean, this game was a very paranoid game. Like, it was provokingly paranoid. Like, I don't even know if you can say that. I don't even know if that makes sense. But it provoked me to be a paranoid human, and I'm not. And it was just weird because we never knew what was going on. Now watching it and knowing the format as much as we could, yes, because Michi was by himself, it of course was going to be a guy's day. Mm-hmm. And you were right about it, Nelly. I mean, you said it.
All right, come on now.
You said it. And it didn't really, but the way things were going, I was like, oh, they can switch this shit on a dime if they want to.
Man.
But I can also see how you thought that maybe this was like some big conspiracy, but I always explain it. It's like this one big tangled web of alliance. Like, I'm with Fessy. Fessy's with, you know, Casey and Josh. Josh's cool with Nani. I'm cool with Nani. Nani's cool with Tori. Tori's cool with Corey. Corey's cool with you. Like, there was this web of, like, looking out for each other. But once somebody switched partners, that web was kind of, like, broken off. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, well, now what do we do? And when you get up there, because when I had won twice, we didn't know what we were going to do both times. It was like, do you want to go in? There are, you know, like two or three different ways you can go. You can vote yourself in. You can vote who, you know, the house wants you to vote in. Or you can pick somebody else. And I feel like there are just all these different scenarios and you don't know how they're going to play out. And then you get up there thinking you're going to do one thing. And it turns into this whole other thing that no one planned on. Nor did they see the consequences of those actions that night. Because I didn't at first until I was like, wait a minute. He's going against his friend. He didn't tell me. So what if I was going in? I mean, even though Amber's smaller than me, anything can happen. I don't count anybody out.
See?
So it affected more than just you. It affected all of his relationships because going back in, I don't think a lot of people could trust him. So if anything, I don't think Tori would have put herself in a position where she didn't want people to trust her.
No, and it so was it not, just, it was literally, if I could go back and take any game move I've ever made, it would be that one.
Right.
So without saying too much, like that was the worst thing I could have ever done. And even just seeing you down there, Nelly, like I am genuinely sorry, genuinely from the bottom of my heart.
I get it. You know, I don't blame you for it. I mean, I know you had your reasons. We all have our reasons of doing things. And they always don't play out like we want. But let's get to the bigger picture. I want to say one thing. Nobody expected Devin to win the challenge, Tori. You didn't expect it. I didn't expect Devin to win that next challenge, man. No. I didn't expect Devin to. I know he's a very smart man, but toodles to y'all for winning that challenge, the drone. Like, Tori, I don't know how you pulled that off. That's amazing.
Me either.
That challenge sucked ass for
everyone
all.
Sucked. Okay, yeah, everyone sucked. Everyone was horrible, but Tori and Devin. A match made in hell.
The match made in hell. Facts.
Dave and Dave.
Yeah.
Dave
won that. But I want to know this. Going to like the actual elimination. Did you ever think in your mind that like, oh, Fessy may go in or somebody may go in besides Josh? Did you ever prepare yourself for someone else going in that you didn't expect?
Now let's get down to the nitty gritty. This is where everybody wants to get. This is why we're here for. I think this is one of the biggest things that happened this season. Especially after people know how loyal I am to people. You know, I was emotionally broken in that elimination. And I was emotionally fucked. When Fessy was coming down those stairs and I heard his name being called, you know, I would have think he would have been shocked, more shocked in his face. Like, you putting me down against my friend? Like, he would have been upset going against me. But when I looked towards my left and saw him, it was nothing but smiles and like he was ready for this. He knew in his eye this is what he was going to do, you know? So that right there in my eyes was like, wow, what the fuck is going on? And I walked with this guy. Me and this guy were just cheers and beers, taking shots, talking about traveling the world together because him and I just got out of a relationship, so we're single. So we're like, man, let's live together after this season. let's travel the world together. Like, I don't have nowhere to be. You don't have no kids. I don't have no kids. I mean, we're here. We rock with each other. Last season, we had each other show our true colors. You had your back. I had my back. We welcomed you into TYB. And to me, that was a big thing because, you know, Hunter wasn't there. And you came here and we thought, okay, Fessy, I didn't care how big you were. You could have been the smallest guy there. If you stay loyal to me, I'm going to stay loyal to you. I didn't care about his size. I didn't know how athletic he was or if he was going to be good in this game. But I knew how loyal and cutthroat he was, straight arrow. I thought he was cut from the same cloth as me. I'm like, oh, I could rock with this guy. I'm having conversation outside of the show. You know how important a relationship is outside of the show? You and Devil, Tori and Anissa, y'all are friends. I don't ever see y'all doing what Fessy did. Never.
I would kill Tori. I wouldn't kill her, but I would she'd never, be the true devil.
I would never, ever
And
do
I
that
would never do it unless we had to. Like, it's the end of the game, it's me or you. We would understand that, but when there are other people to do that. But I have a question. Like, did it piss you off? Did it light a fire? Or were you just, like, so upset that you were like, oh, how do I do this?
Honestly, Anissa, I wasn't there. When TJ blew that bell, I wasn't there. I was just running. And take this into accountability. I told Fessy that I dislocated my finger on a challenge with Leroy and Corey. I told them to only because I didn't trust nobody in the house. I didn't go to the medic because I didn't want to get sent home because after Nicole got sent home, she didn't even make it back onto the bus after that. But I dislocated my finger. I popped it out of place and popped it in, so I couldn't make a fist at all. And I told Corey and Fessy that before the elimination. So they knew I was hurt already. I didn't want to tell the house that because I just didn't want them to hold that against me. They asked me, and a lot of people are not going to notice this, but they asked me not to do the elimination and say, Nelson, you can forfeit this elimination because you can't even make a fist right now. That's why it took so long for the elimination to start because they were wrapping me up.
We didn't know that.
They were wrapping.
That might be our secret from the day, right there.
Nisa, I couldn't grip. If you did not notice, I was never barely in a weight room grabbing anything after that challenge.
Oh my God.
I could barely make a fist. my hand. Leroy.
Which one was that after?
This was after the semi truck.
There was technically three injuries that day.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that. I came up. Wow. Everybody was asking what happened. Remember, I had it on my hand. I had my hand set. I just heard it just a little bit. But no, I popped it back into my place myself. And my shit was swollen. So that part you see Corey and I talking in that episode, him grabbing my hand, he's looking at my hand because he sees how swollen it is and I can't ball a fist. So right before the elimination, they come down to me, the challenge gods, and ask me, Nelson, you can't even make a fist right now. You don't do this. They're trying to talk me out of doing an elimination. Don't do
what
it.
What would have happened?
I would have went home probably. They wouldn't even tell me. Well, I said, if I forfeit this elimination, what's going to happen? Y'all going to grab another guy from up there? Is that what's going to happen?
That would have been crazy.
I would never walk away from an elimination. Never.
But I have a question now. Oh, okay. Really quick.
Go ahead.
There was a rumor that you also hurt your back. So you weren't 100%, right?
I mean, I had a lower back injury going into the challenge. Like, we all have injuries, you know.
Going into the show this season? Yeah.
I'm just trying to set the stage. I'm not making excuses for you, Nelly, but like, you know, when you got to fight, you got to fight for all this shit. So, but also your friends were aware that you weren't 100%.
So the only two people that were aware of this was Fessy and Corey.
Yeah. That's all. If I were a detective, this case would be done.
Have you and Fessy talked about any of this stuff?
I have not talked to that man since I left that scene.
Okay.
I've not said one word to that man since I left that. He's texted me saying, happy birthday. I apologize. I made the biggest mistake, Nelson. You're a true friend. To this day, you know, I tell myself I want to forgive him. But watching this show and just looking it air through, it's like, man.
It brings stuff up. Yeah.
It hurts. And the fact that I defended this man and they wanted to put him against CT. They wanted to put him against West. Leroy, Cam, and fucking Jaden, they want to put him in the beginning. Leroy didn't trust him for nothing. Leroy called me after the show and said, I warned your ass, Nelson. You should have voted him in, like I said, in the beginning. And I was like, Lee, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I have to say about this, man. This season's been one hell of a season for all of us. I mean, the experience. I think we all learned something from it. We all grow from it. I thought I showed a different side of me, showed how loyal I can be to somebody once I bring you in. And thus he just took that and just said, fuck it. It was selfishest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Well, mad at you, just to let you know, I understand the reason why you did. I hold nothing against you. Anissa, I mean, I hope this season I showed y'all a different side of me. And hopefully, you know, in the future, we can be on the same page because, like I said, I think I made a lot of mistakes in this game, in the beginning of this game, which I should have done different. And hopefully moving forward, we can all come together.
Yeah. So that means Scuba Nelly will be returning.
Yeah, buddy!
Scuba Nelly T, double Nelly T. I don't know what next season is, but that theme, I'm going to have another nickname.
We're going to have to give you a new name for next season.
Nelson, I hope you know that if you do listen to this podcast, we quote you quite regularly. We fucking are huge fans of you on this podcast.
We really are.
We really are. So we're really thankful that you
like,
came
regardless
on.
Of the show shit, like, we see you.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you're like, people like hate to love you. Like last season, yeah, you said some unsavory shit. Sure. You apologized for it. You showed what kind of friend you were. People like, I cried when I watched the episode. People love you because you're you. You don't try and be anybody else. You're just who you are.
Yeah.
And that's like in a relatable and like kind of like a quality that people envy. They wish that they could just be themselves all the time. Mm-hmm. You are funny without trying. You really are. You really don't try. And, you know, it's just you can make fun of yourself. Like, you just bear a lot of qualities that people really wish they had. So regardless of this elimination and that you lost a friend, you come out on top and people will love you and they're going to have empathy for you. And, you know, you did everything and you did everything you could. And I'm proud of you, and You're my friend, Nellie T.
I'm proud of you too, Nisa. You amazing. Very proud of y'all. Kudos to y'all for the podcast, man. I know y'all got some rivals, Challenge Mania. They asked me to do. I declined that. Good jaws. Just let's put that out there.
You know what? Shout out to all the people who love the challenge and who are invested in this, because it's brought even though the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, we get to be a family and experience all the shit together. And we're on a fucking TV show. So Nelson, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us about this stuff and being open. And you have a lot of fans out there, so just keep being you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you to all the fans. We would not be here if it wasn't for y'all. So we really do adore you, appreciate you. And it's a blessing that this show is still on air, 36 seasons. Respect to all the vets, OGs, anybody that's had anything to do with the challenge. We appreciate y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have this platform to show who we are. So thank y'all.
Thank you, Nelson.
I hope they have a round of applause thing for the end of that. Wow. All right. We love you, Nellie T.
Love y'all too. Y'all have a good one.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was definitely nice to hear from Nelson. Have his perspective shown.
Yeah.
Definitely makes me sad.
Me too.
But it's nice that he actually got to, you know, share his feelings about the whole situation, the elimination, and everything with us. Which brings us to our closing segment. And it's Challenge Confidential, where we will share a secret from this episode. But this one's a little bit special because it actually doesn't, it goes far beyond just this episode. Tori, take it away.
Yes. So a lot of people like to ask about TJ. How could you not? He is actually the face of the show. Like, he's been on more seasons than any player. Yeah. So he's the face of the show. Like, you know, when TJ steps off that helicopter or out of that plane, you're like, oh shit, shit's about to get real.
Or from behind a mountain. Yeah, whatever.
So people have been asking us a lot about TJ and wanted to know any secrets about him. This is one of my favorite ones. And Anissa can remember this because when we were on Total Madness, trying to wrangle the cast to get everybody together on a challenge day without having people talk while they were filming us with the drone always was so messy. So TJ would always stand there and tell us stories about times that him and his homies would be like riding dirt bikes and like pissing out of cars and like shit catching on fire. Like, every single shot you see in the beginning of Total Madness of us standing there quietly waiting is because TJ is literally telling us a story. Like we're kindergarten. Partners, and he's the teacher to shut us up, and it's amazing
because you guys don't get to see that when we have to walk in, we have to line up, we can't talk, then we have to walk in again, then we have to stand, everybody has to get like sized up and like put in their right places, and then we just have to look at camera and shut up, and that takes a lot when it's 2 degrees out, you're tired, the game hasn't started yet, and you're like, what are we doing here? And we have to get the drone shot. We have to get all the cameras. If the cameras can't see you, like if you can't see a camera, they can't see you. So you're sitting there. So we're like, all right, we got to get through this shit. TJ, tell us about your dogs. TJ, what's going on with your wife? How's she doing? How's your kid? Yo, TJ, tell me about that time you guys took the van and sped all through whatever city it was. He told us last season. I forget which one it was. Like, TJ really helps us get through the day, and it kind of eases the anxiety a bit, because I'm like, oh god, and you get to like escape like all of the, you know, shit that goes along with being on the challenge and like the jitters and the nerves,
yeah,
you know, and then you take another shit and or six and then you play the game.
Yeah. And the other thing is like every time we're out there and the weather's bad, and in Iceland it was bad pretty often, it's like you can't really be too in your feels about how bad the weather is, because TJ is also outside in the rain with you, standing there being patient, being quiet. So it's like even when the cast gets unsettled and nervous, you look over at him, he is like just a rock,
checking his cell phone.
Yeah,
girl, bye. He's just, he chilling. Was fine. They gave him a little, he probably had like a heat lamp in his trailer.
He probably did, actually. Yeah. But yeah, TJ is probably
he's the awesome.
Biggest.
He's a trooper.
He's amazing.
He's a trooper because mm-hmm. I know I'm not trying to explain myself. And then when we leave, TJ has to do pickups because somebody stepped on his lines or they weren't clear enough or the weather. So TJ really does put in work and time there.
Yeah, he's an amazing host and we absolutely love him.
We love you, TJ.
When we see you, you give us all PTSD, but we love you.
We love you so much. It's not like we have nightmares about you, but we love you.
Anissa, this was another great episode. It's an honor to be co-starring with you. You are my fucking favorite person in the world.
I love
Tell
you.
Us where we can follow you.
I love you.
Plug that social.
Follow me down the street. No, it's on Instagram and Twitter. It's Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A-M-T-V. That's where I'll be. Mm-hmm. That's it. And Tori?
You know me, Tori_deal. Hit me up. Follow me. I got my own podcast. I got my own book. Me and Anissa are going to put out an OnlyFans together. She doesn't know this yet.
Yeah. We don't want to tell you yet what it is. But if you like Step Brothers, it's kind of like that. But I mean, not the movie. Whatever. It's going to be good. We're inviting our friends. We may do it.
It's going to be amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you watch new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday.
And go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woo-woo!
See you guys.
Bye.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.